Morning, boys. How are you this morning? Any prayer requests?
Church in Mexico.
All right, let's pray. Dear Father, just come forward this morning. I want to thank you for all that you do for us, God. Thank you for the rain you sent and for your goodness and your mercy to us. God, just ask you to be with Church of Mexico, be with all the other brothers and sisters that are scattered around the world. Just be with them and help us to all be faithful to you. In peace now, pray. Amen. All right. I think we're in Matthew chapter 14 this morning. At that time, Herod the patriarch heard the news about Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead, and that is why miracles and powers are at work in him. For when Herod had John arrested, he bound him and put him in prison, and because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had been saying to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' Although Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowds because they regarded John as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before him and pleased Herod, so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Having been prompted by her mother, she said, Give me here on a platter, the head of John the Baptist.' Although he was grieved, the king commanded it to be given because of his oaths and because of his dinner guest. He sent and had John beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a platter and was given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the body and buried it, and went and reported to Jesus." Now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from the boat withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion on them and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate, and the hour is already late. So send the crowds away that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Ordering the people to sit down in the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up towards heaven, he blessed the food, breaking loaves, gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. They picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. There were about 5,000 men who ate, besides women and children. It's quite a miracle. And then immediately he made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up to a mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened and began and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." When they crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word into all the surrounding districts and brought to him all who were sick, and they implored him that they might just touch the fringe of his cloak, and as many as touched it were cured. Quite a chapter talked about the miracle feeding all them people, and then Jesus walked on water. Talks about faith there when Peter doubted whether or not he that was really him. Pretty neat chapter. I guess for next week, for young and older boys, just find a verse about faith. Find a verse about someone who is faithful. What do you have to say about
it? Last week we were told to say something encouraging through the week, and last week I cleared out the pastor with branches.
They look for the good weather and the weather that has. That the warmth that brings.
I thought about how it's a great blessing that we can all meet together every Sunday. How that's a great blessing. Some other people in other countries don't have that great privilege, so that's a blessing for us.
We were working on a job this week, and we thought it'd only take us a half a day, but it took us all day long, and I was kind of getting discouraged that everything wasn't going right, and I was kind of getting upset, but we finally, Dad just said, "Well, let's take a break for a minute," and so we took a break, and I calmed down and cooled off, and then we got back to work, and we got it done that night, and I just looked back and thought, "Wow, that was a hard job," but then it's encouraging to get it done. Anyway, it's encouraging to me.
One thing that was encouraging is that some of the plants that the seeds that we planted sprouted.
One encouraging thing for me is to see the brothers on Sunday.
This week I tried to do things unselfishly. And so I would they were passing out something, I went grab the biggest or something like that. And I noticed some people started doing the same thing.
Sometimes I think about in other countries or whatever, people have it a lot harder than we do. And we just have it pretty easy here, just doing the normal thing and everything, so that's encouraging.
This week I got to work with some of the other brothers of the church and got to help people out, and it was encouraging. I had some fun.
This week I had a few good learning experiences in the shop, like learning to start with the simple things and all.
It's just encouraging to think that God is with us in everything we do.
It's an encouragement to me to know whenever I'm discouraged, anybody here will listen to me and give me what they think and help me out when I need it.
It's a blessing to me every morning just to get up and take a nice big stretch and start the day that God is giving me another day.
I've been encouraged recently with spring and getting started and doing all the projects and stuff that come and planting and trying to prioritize, just learning to prioritize. It seems when you're so busy like this and you have so many things going, you need to just take a deep breath and think about what to do and what you need to do. I've found that it's a challenge to not obsess about one particular project and then run out of time and not get your planting done or whatever you might think. So I've been encouraged with the thought of it's like playing a game of chess. And I don't like chess because it just makes my head hurt, but it's kind of what life is like. And we got to think about our king. And so the most encouraging thought to me is that it doesn't matter what we want to do and what things we might get caught hung up on or obsessed about, we always need to think about God and we need to think about loving each other. So...